Welcome to Muff. The draft is in the books. Let's break down the class. This is the Chargers 2026 draft recap. Muffed. Welcome back to Muff Chargers fans. 2026 draft recap. Joe Ortiz and Jim Harbaugh walked out of the weekend with 8 new players and a clear thesis. Rebuild the lines, add juice on the perimeter. The headliner is Miami edge Akeem Mesidor at pick 22, but the real story is a 4-pick offensive line haul Harbaugh called the reason he's fired up. Ortiz said they had 7 names stacked at the top of their board. They got 4 of them with their first 4 picks. Defense up top, trenches in the middle, a track meet receiver mixed in. Let's get into it. The Chargers generated 45 sacks in 2025, but only 88 quarterback hits across 17 games. Solid pressure, no second alpha, enter Mesidor at 22. 12 and a half sacks and 17.5 tackles for loss at Miami, 3rd nationally in sacks, 5th in tackles for loss, ACC sack leader. That's not a complimentary rusher. He's 25, old for a first rounder, but the tape demanded it, and now opposing tackles get stressed from both sides. The second pass defense pick, Arizona safety Genesis Smith at 131. 77 tackles, 8 pass breakups, and a relative athletic score. That's the 0 to 10 grade comparing combine and pro day testing to every player at that position since 1987 of 9.81 at free safety. Top 2% of safeties ever tested. Harbaugh raved about a 42.5-inch vertical. Ortiz called him a rangy center fielder who reads the quarterback. The plan, 5th defensive back in nickel next to Derwin James. Now the trenches, because this is where the class lives. 60 sacks allowed in 2025, 60 plus 137 quarterback hits. Ortiz answered with 4 offensive linemen across 3 days, and the headliner is Florida center Jake Slaughter at pick 63. His relative athletic score, 9.97 at center. The highest score ever recorded at the position, top 0.1%, smashed the combine territory. At 117, they moved up for Memphis tackle Travis Burke, a 9.05 relative athletic score, top 5% of tackles ever measured, described by Chad Alexander as a massive human being with outstanding length and a nasty finishing streak. Then back-to-back 6th rounders, Boston College's Logan Taylor at 202, 9.19 athletic grade, starts at both tackle and guard dating to Virginia, and Oregon's Alex Harkey at 206, 7.57 at guard. Harbaugh's kicker, the Chargers ended last season with 3 linemen under contract. They now have 14. That's the entire draft in one sentence. The lone passing game investment was Mississippi State receiver Brennan Thompson at 105. And the production matches the speed. 57 catches, 1,054 yards, 6 touchdowns. That yardage total led the entire SEC. His predicted points added per play, the college equivalent of NFL expected points added, was plus 0.92, season total plus 75.36. Elite efficiency, not just volume. Ortiz called his ball tracking downfield elite and plans to give him return reps. He averaged 43 yards on his lone return last year. The room reached for DeSean Jackson and Tyreek Hill on the size and speed spectrum, and Ortiz noted Mike McDaniel was so locked in, he reportedly threatened to take his shirt off if the Chargers drafted him. Conviction. The one run defense pick, South Carolina defensive tackle Nick Barrett at 145, 42 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and a 7.68 relative athletic score. Solid, not spectacular. What sold the room was the body. 340 pounds 2 years ago, down to the 318 to 322 range to earn snaps. Ortiz and Alexander called him a Chargers mentality player, physical, instinctive, plays with violence, depth and competition in a tackle room that already had 4 bodies. Pick of the draft, Jake Slaughter at 63. You can argue Mesidor, the first round production case is real, but Slaughter is the rarest thing in this class, the highest center relative athletic score ever recorded. At the end of round 2 on a team that just gave up 60 sacks. Centers who test like that don't exist. Generational athletic profile, most communication heavy spot on the line, biggest hole on the roster, day 2 cost. That's the pick that defines the haul. The 2026 stress test is simple. Did they fix the pass protection enough to let this offense breathe? 60 sacks hangs over everything, and the answer is 4 linemen plus a track meet receiver to stretch the field. If Slaughter, Burke, and Taylor solidify the front and Thompson opens the intermediate windows, the entire offense unlocks. The one room that didn't get reinforced is cornerback. Ortiz said the board never broke that way, and that's free agency's problem now. On the trenches and the perimeter, this class swung at the right pitches. Muffed! That's the Chargers 2026 draft class. 2 things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Chargers when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Chargers feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.